I was just talking about the bottom of the hour. Might as well give you the time.
30 past.
The bottom of the hour. It's 33 yeah. past the hour, but it's not really. I've just blown about 4 minutes of your time? I can't do that. Let's take it back. 7 after the hour, actually. At 33 past the hour, we're going to bring you a video that came from one of the television morning news programs today, focusing on the fish that you eat and where it comes from.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Look at Marie's already sad.
Yeah. Yes. Also, we'll be joined later in the hour by Tom Kreitler, who will focus on the facelift you need to do to your home at the holiday season. We're a week and a day, right? A week from tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Isn't that right? A week from tomorrow is Thanksgiving. And this program will be on the air live Thanksgiving morning. Who's going to join me on the air on Thanksgiving morning?
I'll be there.
Everybody's going to be here. That'll be cool.
Something to be thankful for.
Very good.
Are we your only Thanksgiving Clay?
Very good, Clay. Mm-hmm. He's got it all fixed in his mind.
Clay, you going home for Christmas?
For Christmas, I am.
Okay. You have nowhere to go for Thanksgiving, Clay.
Well, I'm actually going to be eating with my girlfriend, but I'm not going to be happy about it.
You'd be better off and go to Roberta's house.
Ooh,
seriously.
Yeah.
Go to Roberta's house. Don't go to your girlfriend's house.
No girlfriend, though. Just you.
Yeah, you go to Roberta's house.
Seriously. I love how this is like this big thing against Clay's girlfriend.
Well, because she's a loser and she's a bad influence on it. She's a horrible influence.
Oh, my. Hi, Jean.
Whatever, whoever.
Do you ever giggle when you don't even know her?
I don't have to know her. I look at her pictures and know what she does when I hear the stories. This is the kind
of
stuff.
Sometimes Clay tells
her
stories.
Husband, right? Yeah. It's like my husband.
Yeah, kind of. Right. So I live through you to learn about them. And I've been doing this for a long time. I'm very good, if you don't mind me saying so, at figuring people out. I don't have to have more than the clues that I've sort of assembled in my own mind. And it's not that I'm judgmental. I grew up around a lot of judgmental people, and I really despise being judgmental. But you can make an observation and a conclusion based on the pieces of the pie you know, and following your instincts and your...
As long as you have enough pieces of the pie.
Because I care about Clay, sometimes I'm a little more deliberate when I speak about things like this, because I come from a position of authority and experience. Authority not being your boss, but just authority in that I've been around a lot of bad women in my time, so I've learned the hard way. And when I see someone, it's the instinctive feeling for all of us who care about other people, to save them from the path that we've gone down. So I may not do it intelligently. My methods may not be great, but the reason for me doing it is purely out of caring and love. Mm-hmm. And so I say that to you in a way that maybe has some impact on you or maybe it doesn't, but I say it to anybody. Sometimes
so Clay, people if you ask me for advice. He's going to tell you to run.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I appreciate it, Doug, but we're not breaking up just yet.
I do what you do. It's your life. It isn't none of my business. I'm just going to tell you what I think.
Okay, she just planned for a ring for Christmas from that statement, Clay. That's how a woman does. Is it, Jennifer, isn't that true?
Yeah.
She just heard that on the air, and now she's planning the wedding.
Yep, yep. She thinks it's on. Yep. Yep.
Oh, no. I have to pray she never starts listening to the show.
Oh.
Especially this hour.
Yeah.
I love when people say, you know, can we hear the show in New York? And I go, thankfully,
nope.
No.
No. No. A thousand
thankfully.
Times no. Actually, you can if you listen to WVNJ, which is the signal gets into New York from New Jersey, Teaneck, New Jersey.
And you can listen online.
Yeah, they listen online, DougStefan.com, GoodDayShow.com. They can even see. If you get that camera, Roberta looks A-okay. Maria, when she goes on in the morning with us, she's at her office, ready to go to work. She's all in her makeup. She's all dressed up in her blue suit. She's ready for business. So you could see if Maria would go, why don't we have Maria online? Play with
her. Do you have a Ustream, Maria?
Of course you can get a Ustream.
I do.
Anyway.
I have Stickum, Ustream, YouTube, iPod, iPad.
Right. You have to ask her. What a silly question to ask her.
Every vowel you can ask.
Right. Okay. So get on Ustream. Clay will take you off the air and give you how to log yourself in. Meanwhile, the poll yesterday, today's poll is kind of a fun one. Why is Bristol Palin still on Dancing with the Stars? Everybody has a thought about that. We try to encapsulate those thoughts in the four different options that you can choose from when you're voting at DougStefan.com. Why is Bristol Palin still dancing with the stars? because she's fabulous. She's the next Ginger Rogers. Tea Party, anyone. She's hot and her young fans are supporting her. Or Dick Cheney is forcing Halliburton employees to vote for her. The poll yesterday speaks to more of the issue that is before us this week, this month, maybe this year, maybe in our lives. This is one of the premier examples of the government outright lying to you. The question yesterday, are we being served well by the current TSA screening practices? 55% of you said no, I don't trust the TSA, FDA, or any of the branches of the government. Perhaps the best witness to that is what's all over the new media today. There's a website called Gizmodo, G-I-Z-M-O-D-O. If you go there, you can see what the TSA said would never happen. They promised, they insisted, they maintained you would never see anybody's naked body leaked on video on the Internet. Guess what? There are 100 of them online right now. Go to Gizmodo. You'll see you can pick anybody you want.
Just go to DougStephan.com. We're putting it up there.
Right, you're going to put it up there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's what I don't get, though. When you look at those pictures, they're not that revealing.
No, but that's not the point.
I've seen some real.
TSA said they would never be leaked.
Right,
it was impossible for them to be leaked.
Not really.
No, not at all. So you don't see anybody's head, but how long? There's going to be somebody someplace, some wiseacre TSA employee is going to have a hidden camera somewhere. Or he's going to get to somebody from TMZ.
Well, for celebrity, yeah.
Exactly. TMZ is going to get to somebody at the L.A. airport who's got a camera in his eyeglasses or something like it was Mission Impossible. And they're going to take a picture of the guy's head who's then woo-woo is going to be seen on the
But see, the pictures
internet.
I saw over the weekend, you could see in detail the woo-woo stuff.
Right, yeah.
But these, it don't. These,
well,
it's like...
these are the early versions of this thing.
Well,
I believe they are.
Yeah, because they're not even standing in like a capsule. It's just an open
back.
It's
a different... If you look at where their feet are, this is the, by the way, the forerunner to the blue scanner was that puffer thing that you walked into last year.
Yeah.
And it stuck the air up your butt.
Mm-hmm.
You remember those?
The tech explosives, I think.
Do I remember?
Yeah.
Do you realize I go through one of these almost every day of my life?
Exactly. And so this is the question for you, Maria. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio is here. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohart, Rich McFadden. As you and I go through it, you go through it more than I do because you year-round are in an airport. Two, three, four times a week. So you, if you go through that blue machine, are exposing yourself to skin cancer. There's no way you should be doing that. No way. I'm going to go today through, in a couple of hours, I'll be at the airport to go down to Biloxi. I'm not going through the blue machine. I'm going to opt for a pat down. I'm going to see what it's all about. I won't make a big deal out of it today. I'm going to observe. And then if I find something, I may try it two or three different airports and see if it's consistently.
It's not consistent, Doug. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, we know that.
It's totally not consistent.
Not consistent with anything.
This machine apparently used the less embarrassing imaging technique.
Right, but the one they got now, Richie, is not. All right, so anyway, all of these.
Well, here's the problem with TSA.
Look at the picture of some of these people. Good God.
The problem is that all these TSA workers are police officer wannabes. You give them a walkie-talkie. They think they have this
power.
This power that nobody can stop because, after all,
we're the government
that can let you.
Yep.
Yeah, and they can let you on the plane or not. So you're basically got yourself to the wall. So they've got this power thing going on.
Yep.
And the problem with that machine is that I was telling Rich a little earlier. If you have anything on your body, a pacemaker, I wear a bracelet that's never come off my arm in 25 years, anything extra on your body, you have to have the pat down anyway. So I go through the machine, and then they make me say, you've got
to
have a pat down.
Just go to the pat down.
Well, just give me the damn pat down, you know? And then if you buy a Victoria's Secret bra, by the way, ladies, Victoria's Secret bras get picked up in that machine.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, the underwire.
The underwire on that machine.
For big breasted
women. You got to go through the pat down anyways. If you wear a Victoria, I literally
will wear a cheap bra when I'm traveling.
Don't go there, Dick.
I'm looking forward to the pat down, actually.
So another part of the problem is that
you give massages would be nice. Mm-hmm.
Another part of the problem is that they're just slightly above minimum wage employees, right?
Right. Well, that I was trying to be nice, Clay. Okay, but yeah, you're
well,
right.
I mean, just, it's like
Clay
having a Chipotle
identifies with minimum
down.
Wage
they don't
employees.
Care.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. This is just something that's wrong. And Maria, because she travels, will have some good stories as this thing develops. I certainly will, but it is something that we have as a sort of a treat, I guess, in a manner of speaking. Coming up, speaking of treats, 3 out of 4 Americans say that technology innovation is more important than ever before in their lives. That story in a few minutes. It's 18 after on Good Day.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
Yes, Roberta Fasanelli's Queen of Cheap Tips are available right now at DougSteffen.com.
Log on and click on Roberta's team page.
Why do I want to do that? Is it her teen page or teen
a
page?
Team page. Yeah.
Teen, not as a teenager.
That's
you know,
right.
I've never seen a picture of you when you were a teenager. I want to see a picture of you.
I mean, okay. I'll get
as
one.
A teenager, right. I have a few of them around here. I don't look much different now than I did when I was a teenager, actually. I think that's probably the case.
Bigger head.
They have a bigger head?
Other than that, yeah.
That less hair. Hair.
Careful about the hair. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to mainmilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99, complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Now 23 and change after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Special appearance now. What is this? Is the Money Pit theme. We have this, so we use this regularly because Tom Kreidler wouldn't know what to do if he didn't have the Good Day program. He'd be hard pressed for success. Regular contributor on Good Day. He also is on television all the time. This old house, this new house, this medium-aged house. He's got to work with George. I understand you were with George Foreman. You got a new grill coming out. Is that right?
The home improvement grill?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so we have a lot of people asking a lot of questions at the beginning. Isn't this awful to say? I mean, I'm not saying it's all mature here, but we're talking about the holiday season. Thanksgiving's a week from tomorrow.
Hard to believe.
And
hard to believe.
Christmas a month after that. So what are some of the best ways to give the gift of home improvement for the holiday season, ideas on what people can be getting or thinking about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, their kitchen and the bathroom are two places where, you know, folks spend a lot of time during the holidays. You got a lot of guests coming over. You're doing a lot of cooking. You're doing a lot of cleaning. So one easy improvement could happen in your kitchen, and that is to clean it with a new multi-purpose cleaner that's out from CLR called a bathroom kitchen cleaner. And I want you guys to know that I tested this by taking red wine and pouring it out on white tile. And then we let it dry overnight.
Yeah.
And we sprayed it, and it worked. I mean, it came off in one wipe. I was pretty impressed by
that. Can you use it on your teeth when you get the blueberry stains on it?
Yeah, I don't know about that, Doug. I don't think it's rated for human consumption. But your tile doesn't stand a chance. They've also got a stainless steel cleaner and a stone cleaner for the stone countertops. And then in the bathroom, an easy 10-minute plumbing project, anybody can do this, would be to replace your shower head. And there's a new combo out from Moen called Refresh. And I really like this because it's not only is it a hand shower, but it's a rain shower all in one. And the rain shower has a new technology called Invigorain, where it basically self-pressurizes, and now it comes out three times as fast as the average shower head.
Ooh, I like that.
All right, what's it called? Invigorain?
Invigorain, and the product is called Refresh, and it's available at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's under $60.
All right, could you give me a deal maybe for a cost on that?
Yeah, we probably can arrange that.
I'd like to have that. I like standing in the shower and having that big spray.
Yeah.
I do, too.
It's nice. It does
a good
job.
We could do it together, Doug.
That's
very, 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 very efficient.
Perfect. Richie could join us, too. You could have all three of us.
No.
Very nice.
Now, Doug, out on the farm, you probably have...
You're such a pro, Tom.
Go ahead, Tom.
Out on the farm, I'm going to move right away. Because I know that you guys will take me off track any chance.
No, we're just talking about Richie and Maria and me being in the shower together.
Right.
We kind of when we got to Richie, you kind of lost its...
There it goes. Okay, so when we're on Doug's farm...
I was saving you. You know, what I was going to say is that when it gets cold, you get a lot of corrosion. I'm sure you're always fighting this with all the machinery that you work
Rust
with.
Rust never sleeps.
It never sleeps. And there's a new product out from Liquid Wrench that comes in a sample pack where you have six different lubricants now in one pack for under $15.
Really?
So you can have silicone, like a penetrating oil, a dry lubricant, a chain lubricant, all in one grouping for under $15.
That would be a great present for your best friend, Doug Steffen, for Christmas.
I know that, Doug. I know that. I'm going to put that on your gift list along with the shower head.
That's very good.
I have Liquid Wrench cans from when, from when I was a kid.
Back. Liquid Wrench has been around for a long time.
Ever.
It really has.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Yep.
And speaking of wrenches, there's a new wrench out from Black & Decker. I'll give you a little audio on this. It's called the Ratcheting Ready Wrench. And what's cool about this is you have one wrench on the radio.
Slow drill in the dentist's office.
I thought he had burritos last night.
That does 8 metric and 8 standard size. So you can go, for example, from 7/16 right over to 11 millimeters without a wrench.
Really?
This is hilarious. This sounds like me yesterday. I was so excited I was buying a new septic tank. I mean, like, who gets excited about a drill?
Maybe I'm
like
wearing off on you.
Yeah. The drill, the new drill. I was buying some things. We're putting a cold room in for the cheese storage area at the farm. We're putting this heavy insulation in. We had to have a special screw thing that had a plastic what's-this on the end of it.
Right.
And I never saw one of these things before in my life.
You got the what's-this to put the screw thing so the cheese.
No, the point
so
I'm making
is
I have one of those, too.
Are so many specialized tools, you never realize how many of these things there are. Very specialized stuff.
Yeah, very cool stuff. And, you know, one more thing to let you go. The guys at Gladiator, they have a new workbench out, which is all bamboo. A bamboo workbench under $300 as part of their system.
Yeah.
So that's my home improvement gift to myself.
Bamboo is very green.
Hard as steel, guys. Hard
but
as
it's
steel.
Green. It's very green.
Yep, very green. Very, very replenishable.
Tom Kreitler with some big help. He's the AOL home improvement editor. You'll probably find a lot of this material there as well and everywhere where good information is available. How's that? I like that. Write that down somewhere, will you, everybody? Tom Kreitler, available where good information is available everywhere. Tom on the Good Day program is part of his connection to us through the Money Pit, the weekend home improvement radio show that is so popular. Check out their website, moneypit.com. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An important message from
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
After the hour, I did this once before this hour, but I wasn't correct.
Yeah.
When I
just wanted to get it right.
Doesn't it seem like just a second or so ago that I said it was 33 past the hour, and the time that has elapsed?
Yeah,
about 24, 25, 26 minutes.
Yeah,
27 minutes, and it seemed like just a flash in the pan. My daughter and I were talking last night about how in her classroom, she teaches at a school in Los Angeles, and they were somehow or other digressing on time. So Megan, who has one of the most wonderful laughs of any human being I've ever met in my life.
You refer to it as a horse laugh, which I'm sure she loves.
She does
laugh.
Love it. Right.
How does that go exactly?
Does she whinnies. Kind of she whinnies. She goes,
No,
and then she takes her left hoof and goes,
It's a big, healthy laugh. Anyway, so it's kind of like, ha-ha! No, it doesn't sound like that either. It's perfect. No, I can't duplicate it.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point of the story before Richie was happy to digress was that she was talking with her class about wisdom she learned from her father. And one of the things that she laughingly said, and many a scoff with me, was my theory about time and its relativity, and how it is going faster, things are moving quicker. It just is one of those things that you don't, unless you think about it, absorb the reality and sort of what it all means. Are we really living longer, or is time just moving faster? And are we really doing, you know, like the days seem, we were talking about this on the farm the other day, how it's gotten darker earlier. Edgar and I were bemoaning the fact that we had to stop work about, you know, quarter after five. Well, normally at this time of year, it is 5:30, quarter or six in our experience, even recently, last couple of years. And in a month from now, it'll be 4:15, 4:10 in the afternoon. But the time compendium, if that's the right word, seems to be out of kilter, out of whack. So Megan was talking with her students about the things that she learned from her father that she resisted. She was giving them a lesson on things that adults say, or they somehow they got off onto a tangent about parents and what they don't know, and the old business there. I remember giving Megan once when she was a teenager this list of about 10 or 12 things about your father and what you think about your father
when you're a little baby, you adore him. When you're, you know, in elementary school, you need him to protect you, or you feel protected around him. When you're in middle school, you don't want to be in 100 miles of near him. When you're in high school, he doesn't know anything. When you're in college, who's your father? When you get out of college, I guess Dad's right about this, that, or the other thing. And when you get to Megan's stage, oh, yeah, my dad's pretty smart. And so she was telling her students about what I have said over the years about time and how she thinks now that I'm right, but never wanted to give me credit for that. The conversation about it. So.
She Prager's yet, Dougie?
No, she's not, in fact. Uh-huh. So anyway, I'm not asking that question. However it works, it works. All right, what we have been talking about, the question, my big thing when it comes to, if we're talking about serious issues on this program, I like to have fun with the issues, but every once in a while, if it's a serious issue that really isn't much fun, you take a hold of it and you try to continue the conversation, but with as many different points of view as possible. That's one of the reasons that I encourage and love having Maria here and Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and Clay, because we all bring different things to the table experientially. But we all seem to be pretty much in agreement when it comes to the government and the TSA and things like that. I have mentioned three or four times this week how my favorite, the bill, I'm happy to have been a nemesis for Senate Bill 520, along with hundreds, if not thousands, or hundreds of thousands, if not millions of Americans who are just really put out at the suggestion that the FDA knows more about what is good for you than you do. Thus, the push again for Senate Bill 510. This is the fourth time this thing has been through the Senate. It already was passed in the House, but then it was sidelined because there was so much opposition to it at any number of levels. Well, now they're trying to push it one more time through the lame duck because they know once the Republicans are in the House, it'll go no place. And the FDA feels this is their last shot, so they're trying to get it. It's been bogged down in discussion because the Republicans are importantly asking, how do we pay for this? It's $1.6 billion. Nobody can explain how it's going to be paid for. So that's why it got stopped the last time. They need 60 votes to get it out of that cesspool. And that means all the Democrats have to vote for it, and all the Democrats are not for it. So I'm feeling like it's okay, except that this push food safety, yada, da, 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 da. Some of the Republicans may vote for it because they don't know that it basically puts the small farmer, the entrepreneurial farmer, the free enterprise farmer out of business in favor of the big conglomerates. And so if you feel inclined, and if my value system has any rings any bells with you, you might want to spend just a couple of minutes calling the offices locally in your state and in Washington of the two senators and just tell them that you do not want them to vote for Senate Bill 510. It may be today that vote comes up. And by the way, one of the reasons that it is garnering a lot of attention now is because there are earmarks up the gazunga attached to it. This bill has at least 40-some-odd, as many senators who didn't run for re-election last time, attached all kinds of riders and earmarks and pork to this bill because they figure it's their last chance. You've heard the stories about earmarking going out the window. Mostly because of, this as much of a controversy as the Tea Party folks have been, at least the first positive that I can see from them, and Rand Paul in particular, his influence over McConnell, who's the other senator from Kentucky, is pretty interesting, given the fact he isn't even sitting in the seat yet. And he was so strongly supported because his main issue was government spending and waste and fraud and the earmarks. So Mitch McConnell, who is the oldest of the old hacks in the system, who's been feathering his own nest for decades there, came out yesterday in support of Rand Paul's initiative to cut earmarks. And then McCain falls in line. Everybody falls in line. So everybody says, wow, what's going on? The Republicans want to cut this out because the Republicans were notorious for this stuff. The Democrats, they're all doing it. But I say that because that's another reason to kill this Senate Bill 510, because it's so loaded with pork. Unbelievable. And we got, what, a $10 trillion budget deficit over the next 3 years or something? Mm-hmm. And they can still find ways to come up with spending money that they don't have. All right, so one of the reasons that I'm upset about this or concerned about it is because the budget at the TSA has gone out of control, wildly out of control. And we've been talking about the experience that Maria Bailey has going through the operation at the airport, the scanning and patting down and that sort of thing. And I'm going to go through it in a couple of hours. And the people who have just said, you know, we don't like this. And we find example after example. Now, I found something here this morning. Michael Fortier, who is one of the producers of the program, after listening to us, found yet another example. I'm not a big fan of Penn Jillette, as most people. I just think he's boring. But if I can find something that he said that I can use to make my point, hooray. So he blogs on his website. This is dated the 13th, which would have been, what, last Saturday, okay? He says, I was flying to L.A. on the midnight flight. Went through security, my usual sour self. I beeped, of course, shuttled to the TOSM line. A security guy came over. I assumed the position, had a button-up shirt that was untucked. He reached around while he was behind me and grabbed around my front pocket. I guess he was looking for my, quote-unquote, flashlight. But the area could have loosely been called crotch. I said, you have to ask me before you touch me or it's an assault. He said, once you cross that line, I can do whatever I want to you. I said, that wasn't true. I say that I have the option of saying no and not flying. He said, are you going to let me search you or do I have to throw you out?
Wow.
I said, finish up and then call the police, please. Then when he was finished with my shoes, he said, okay, you can go. I said, I want to see your supervisor. And I want the Las Vegas Police Department to come here as well. I was assaulted by you. He said, you're free to go. There's no problem. I said, I have a problem. Send somebody over, please. They sent a guy over, and I said that I'd like to register a complaint. I insisted on his name and badge number. I filled it out with the name, the supervisor. They were trying to intimidate me. They asked for my license. I gave it to him happily. He wrote down information on me. I said, please get the police. They said, you're free to go. We don't need the police. I insisted that they get a higher-up female supervisor. I was polite, cold, and a bit funny. Anyone is welcome to grab my crotch. I don't require dinner and a movie. Just ask me. Is that asking too much? You want to grab my crotch? Please ask. Does that seem like a crazy person to you? I had about four of them standing around. Finally, the PD showed up. Really interesting. First of all, the cop is a big Penn and Teller fan. And that didn't hurt anything. Second, I get the vibe that he's way sick of these federal leather sniffers. He has the vibe that real cops have toward rent-a-cops. This is working to my advantage, so I play it. Supervisor says to the policeman, he's free to go. We have no problem. You don't have to be here, which shows me the feds are afraid of the locals. This is really cool. We have no trouble, and he doesn't want to miss his flight. I say I can take an early morning flight or a private jet if I want. The policeman says, if I have a citizen who's saying he was assaulted, you can't just send me away. I say to the, I tell the police officer the story. This is Penn Jillette telling the story.
From Penn and Teller.
Penn and Teller.
The one that talks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, the cop, very funny way, the cop's the voice of sanity says, what's wrong with you people? You just can't grab a guy's crank without his permission. I tell him that my genitals were grabbed, and the cop says, I don't care. You can't do that to people. That's assault and battery. The supervisor says they'll take care of the security guy. The cop says, I'm not leaving until Penn tells me to leave. You want to fill out the paperwork and show up in court? Because I'm going to stand here right beside you while you fill it out if you want to. Supervisor says, let's see here. This is an internal matter, and they'll take care of it. You want to pursue this, we're going to have to go through the electronic evidence. I say, you mean videotape? Yeah, you go get it. The supervisor is a woman, says, well, it'll take a long time. You don't want to miss your flight. We have no problem with you. You're free to go. Cop says again, you grab this guy's crank. That's not right. So I filled out all the paperwork and insist on a number to call to register a complaint. She says that I filled out a complaint and said, quote, I want more. Give me another number. She gives me a number that I find out later has been disconnected. I have a card in the name and the number. They had a bad FAA or TSA 800 number. My flight was delayed, so I go to Burger King with the policeman. All the feds are now off duty. Burger King is sneering. All of the TSA people are at the Burger King, and they're sneering at the police officer and this guy, Penn Teller. Penn Jillette, I mean. Right? It's Penn Jillette. Isn't it?
Yes.
That's his name?
Yes.
Next day, the woman in charge of PR calls me from the TSA. Let's see here. She said, I'll do anything to make my your McCarran experience more enjoyable.
Yeah. And he said to her, you can grab my gosh.
These people are so unbelievably brain dead. The story goes on and on and on. You can see it here. He blogs about it continuously on his site. And apparently this woman was only trying to make him happy. But the cat's out of the bag. You don't think he's going to tell her? How many people do you think will repeat that story today on the air in some way, shape, or form? Some clever reporter is going to get a hold of him and do a piece for the 6 o'clock news on the L.A. television stations that will go viral. And then they have more trouble, which they richly deserve. They deserve every bit of trouble that they are getting. And people say, well, they're only doing their job. There's a way of doing your job. And some of them will be great at it. Some of them will be stupid and ugly at it. And those are the people, unfortunately, Maria and I seem to run into.
Yeah,
maybe they'll say, well, it's your attitude. I don't have an attitude. I want to keep my mouth shut. When I go through it, I'm just going to say, I don't want to go through the blue machine. What do I have to do? Well, you have to go through a pat down. I'm going to give myself an extra 10, 15 minutes, which I don't always do. And then we'll just see what happens.
Well, I give myself a half an hour.
You do? Yeah.
Every time.
To go through that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it just is, it's beyond the beyond. It is such nonsense. And why we have to put up with it, you know, it's not only this. These people are working for the terrorists. They might as well be wearing a towel.
Oh!
Wow!
Well, maybe not quite, but.
Woohoo!
Come on, delete that, Rich.
Oh, man.
Well, I just,
live radio.
I needed
right
to add a little levity to this, and now the emails will come from
congratulations.
Wow.
Oh, stop it. Will you please wow yourself? You know what I mean.
Wow.
No, you know what I'm saying. The people that are profiled, or ought to be profiled, now it's sad because, you know, we have this whole thing. And the other side of the story is that we have all this animosity directed toward people who are Muslims and people who are the Middle East, and it's sad because we have, you know, that's not who most of them are. The majority, vast majority, aren't at all in this group, but because it's one of those things. I mean, what are the 3-year-old baby that they put through the pat-down day before yesterday, and the big stink about that? Why are we patting down a 3-year-old baby? Some moron said, because the terrorists are putting bombs in their diapers. Yeah? Where in America?
It's
where
a bomb, but it's not that kind of bomb.
Right.
Okay, 11 before the hour.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $9 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
All right, that's 19,000 little wooden horses on strings. How would you like to pay for that?
Discover card.
So, don't you elves usually make these?
Hey, with 5% cashback bonus, it's not worth getting my tights in a bundle.
What are you going to do with the cashback bonus?
Saving up for some plastic surgery. You know, the ear thing.
Now through December, get 5% cashback bonus at restaurants, clothing, and department stores with Discover Card. Sign up at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. It pays to discover. Limitations apply.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Leg.
What heroes are made of? A medal of honor to a deserving recipient. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. It is the nation's highest military decoration for valor, the Medal of Honor. A ceremony at the White House yesterday, President Obama awarding the Medal of Honor to Army Staff Sergeant Salvatore Junta, the first living soldier to receive the honor since the Vietnam War.
Staff Sergeant Junta, repeatedly and without hesitation, you charged forward through extreme enemy fire, embodying the warrior ethos that says, I will never leave a fallen comrade.
The 25-year-old Iowa native was honored for conspicuous gallantry in the field of battle, repeatedly putting his life at risk by rescuing injured comrades during a fierce battle with Taliban insurgents in the fall of 2007.
When you meet Sal and you meet his family, you are just absolutely convinced that this is what America's all about.
As he accepted the medal, Junta spoke of the two friends he lost in that firefight 3 years ago.
Although this is so positive, I would give this back in a second to have my friends with me right now.
And Staff Sergeant Junta said he was accepting the Medal of Honor on behalf of many others.
This represents all service members from all branches that have been in Afghanistan since 2001, Iraq since 2003, who were there yesterday, are there today, and will go again tomorrow. I really appreciate them because without their service, I have nothing.
As we said at the top, what heroes are made of. President Obama couldn't help but to add this.
I'm going to go off script here for a second and just say, I really like this guy.
What is not to like or respect? Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
This holiday season, I will not make my yard outshine the northern lights.
I will simply get my house ready.
I will go to Ace.
Then I will dominate my fantasy football league.
Get in, get help, and get on with your life. Get the house ready for holiday guests with our 4-foot pre-lit Christmas trees. They're just $19.99 each at Ace, the helpful place. Price good at participating Ace stores through November 30th. See store for details.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people.
Call today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Big prop on Wall Street. The Dow sliding 178 points yesterday, closing at 11,024. S&P down 19. NASDAQ fell 44 points. Crude oil also down $2.52 a barrel, finishing at $82.34. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats today to decide whether Nancy Pelosi continues as their leader in the new Congress. Pelosi, the Speaker of the House for the past 4 years, is seeking to become the House Minority Leader after Republicans grabbed control of the House in the recent midterm elections. The Chicago company that makes popular caffeinated alcoholic beverages says it will remove the caffeine and other stimulants from all its products. Fusion Project says it will produce only non-caffeinated versions of Four Loko, the company's most popular drink. This move comes as the FDA is expected to announce that caffeine is an unsafe substance to add to alcoholic beverages. Let's turn to Dancing with the Stars with something of a mystifying result last night. R&B star Brandy was eliminated, leaving us with Jennifer Grey, Kyle Massey, and Bristol Palin in the final three. Palin, according to many who watched the show, should have been eliminated many weeks ago. Instead, the three finalists have little time to rest. They'll be back on the dance floor next week, fighting for the judges' points. The finale starts next Monday, November 22nd. And finally, Prince William made it official yesterday, announcing his engagement to longtime girlfriend and now fiancé Kate Middleton. The likely future king says he gave his bride-to-be a very special family ring.
It's my mother's engagement ring. This is my way of keeping her so close to it all.
Prince William, of course, referring to his late mother, Princess Diana. So how did Kate Middleton react to William's proposal, which took place in Kenya?
I really didn't expect it at all. I thought he might have sort of maybe thought about it, but no. It was a total shock when it came and very excited.
Only understood every other word of that, but apparently she is excited. As for Prince William, he talked about showing his romantic side when deciding to propose during that trip to Kenya.
As every guy out there will know, it takes a certain amount of motivation to get yourself going, so it just felt really right out in Africa. It was beautiful at the time.
Hey, if you're going to pop the question, why not do it on another continent, right? I've been married twice, and if I do it again, I'm thinking Antarctica. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
I don't want to grow up, want to be a Toys R Us.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.